What's up, guys?
What are these days like for you this week? Do you self-scout? Do you just repetitions? What do you want?
It's all the above, man. It's come in, get your work, make sure that, you're detailing things up. It's like we said, beginning of the week, it's not an off week. It's a rest and reload week. And I think we got some good work today. We went back watching film of some specific areas we wanted to work on, and we're getting better at them.
Do you spend a lot of time watching film of yourself? Is that part of the position, or do you be careful not to study too much?
I watch some. Throughout the week you watch practice and evaluate what's going on in practice. A lot of that's decision making, but there is mechanics in it too. So you go back and watch, cut-ups during games, what you did well, what you didn't do well. So it's a good week to, really look at yourself and what you can get better at.
You have to be careful and study long. If you're a hot hand and you're doing things well, you want to make sure that you just are instinctive too.
Yeah, I'm always a guy that I got to make sure that I manage my time well. I'm a hard worker and I want to do everything I possibly can to be the best I can. And sometimes I do too much, so I gotta make sure I manage my time between resting and working.
How good was it to see Sam Bradford back in practice today with everything he's been through this season?
It was great. It was great, man. Sam is out there slinging it like he always is. So, pumped for him to get back.
How could that potentially, help you just having, and nobody knows what's going to happen in the playoffs, but just potentially having more depth at quarterback there if he's able to play potentially?
Yeah, you want depth everywhere. You want guys that help the team win, and he's one of them. So we got a great quarterback room, and it's great to have more than one set of eyes, looking at defenses and popping ideas around the quarterback room.
How involved have you been in the past few weeks, whether it's on the sidelines or in the meeting rooms, kind of offering advice and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Sam's great, man. He's great in the locker room, great in the meeting room, great on the sideline, and he's a real asset to have.
And he's been around helping you out.
Yeah, he's been great.
Chase, can you take a moment and look back at what you've accomplished at this point in the season, or are you going to wait till it's all done?
I'm going to wait till it's all over, man.
But to think about where you are and what you've done, 13 wins, this team has only done that one other time in France.
I'm going to wait till it's all over, man. You keep trying to ask the question a different way, but.
What about it, Control?
Coach Zim's pretty good. Pretty forward-thinking coach. He doesn't like a lot of looking back. It's pretty much next up thing, and that's his mentality.
Yeah, I think the whole organization's that way, man. We've got, we've got a heck of an opportunity, and there's nothing we could do about it but work in today. We got our work in today. Now we go rest. The next thing we can do is come in and work tomorrow, and that's kind of been our mentality all year. I've been saying the same thing up here. You guys have been trying to ask the same question different ways, but that's how we operate. I think that's what makes us good.
Case Latavius, over his career, has had a lot of success, short yardage, goal line situations. What does that bring to the table when you have a guy with a nose for the end zone like that, where you get close and you can punch it in?
Yeah, Latavius did a great job all year. Watched his career from afar, but this year alone, he's done great. Short yardage situations, a guy we can count on. You can't block them all, and when you get a guy like that, sometimes you don't need to.
Casey, you've spoken highly before about Vikings fans and the atmosphere of U.S. Bank Stadium. Just what does it mean to you to be able to start the playoffs?
It means a lot, I was telling somebody, I think it was our quarterback coach, maybe Pat, Coach Stefanski before the game. We're warming up, doing our thing. And it just feels right in there. The turf, the surface feels fast. Even the lighting in there. And then you add the fans coming in pregame, and just the whole atmosphere in there it's incredible. And our fans are awesome. All of my friends and family that have come up from Texas, my friends from other teams that come in will text me after the games and be like, dude, the place is ridiculous. And it really is. It's awesome to play. It's just everything from the school chant, just the pregame stuff, getting run out, getting announced. It's a cool place to play, and I think it's going to be even better in the postseason.
How's the family handle the cold?
Not well. Not well. I've got video. I was up here working that they had some fun. in the snow. You know, the little 15 minutes they would go outside or whatever, they bundled up in the house and then started sweating, and you know, so they did it all wrong. But they had fun, they had a blast. It's a little different than what we're used to, that's for sure.
How much does the the noise affect opposing quarterbacks, you think, from stadiums that you've been in?
You know, for us, it's something you have to deal with. You know, obviously, it's you know, it's difficult. You'd rather be able to use your voice, but you know, you prepare for it a lot, so you know, you try not to let it affect you. I think you know, as far as those tackles go and tight ends that are out split out wide that don't really get to hear some of the cadences. You know, those guys that rush. You know, like Linval. You know, like you know, all our guys, Everson. I mean, those guys that that can tee off on the outside. It's tough, and you know, our place makes it really tough to do to operate. You know, any type of play.
Is this the loudest stadium that you've been in?
It's one of them, that's for sure. It's always hard to compare over the years, but you know, I haven't been out there trying to call a play here, so it's hard to say that as well.
Thanks for how comfortable you are in the stadium here. One thing you think about the fit here?
It's not just one thing, man. It's a lot of things. You know, and that's probably going back to the whole, you know, everything in perspective. You know, I love these guys in this room, man. We got a great group of guys here. And, you know, I think we're all excited to be extending our season.
What do you think of the job Dave Morgan's done as a blocker this season?
Dave's done a great job blocking. And I think you guys have gotten to see him catch the ball a little bit lately. So, yeah, I mean, whatever he's been called to do, whether it's catching the ball, blocking, deep snapping, you know, he's done a great job and has done a great job, you know, in some big situations for us. Caught some big, you know, big plays, caught some really great, you know, touchdowns, third downs, and, you know, does a great job.
What's this week about for you guys as an offense? I mean, do you install additional plays that you may be able to use during the playoffs, or is it just focusing on what you already know?
Well, today, I mean, it's just detailing up stuff, man. It's just mechanics. It's the details of little things that we want to work on. You know, there's a lot of different stuff, you know, plays that we can run, you know, but there's only so many, you know, plays you can run in practice. So for us, it's just, I mean, getting back to, excuse me, basics, fundamentals, throwing, catching, blocking, you know, and I think we had a good day today, and we're going to, you know, look to have another good day tomorrow.
How do you approach this weekend? I mean, do you watch the game, especially the NFC games? I mean, when you do, is it more as a fan or is it more just diagnosing things?
Yeah, I'll probably relax. You know, maybe have some, you know, some of the guys over, go over to somebody's house and watch the game. I'll probably have plenty of time to watch the coach's copy next week. I'll probably relax and watch the game, just chilling out like a fan.
Casey, if you're watching a game on a TV copy, can you even get enough out of it to make it similar to film study?
A little bit. I mean, it's different. You hear stuff that's going on. You know, I haven't watched too many games this year. I mean, you'll watch a Monday night or, you know, Thursday night game or something like that. But, you know, this will be the first time I'm watching a game knowing, you know, okay, this is depending, you know, who we're playing this week. So, yeah, we'll see.
What are you most eager to experience the playoffs after?
The whole thing, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been a part of a run before. You know, it was my rookie year. I was a practice squad guy. But just the whole thing, you know. I know what the playoff feels like. You know, so it's exciting time, man. You know, I've got a lot of people already texting, calling about tickets and coming in and visiting. The Keenum house is full already, so I'm sorry. But, you know, it's exciting time.
Brian Robinson said earlier that it's been 9 years since they made it to the playoffs. How do you, I'll say, approach this from the standpoint of you don't know if you're how many opportunities you're going to get, and you want to strike while the iron's hot with this team?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, about B-Rob, but you know, for me, I know exactly as far as these kind of opportunities. It's something I've said before. I mean, they don't come along very often, and I'm going to take full advantage of it. I'm going to give it everything I got. You know, we do this thing the best way that I know how. We get advice from people that I trust, you know, coaches, you know, that have been there before. We've got a lot of great coaches who have been in a lot of, you know, these situations before. So, you know, trust their leadership and you know, try to do the best we can.
Case, do you anticipate the game will be faster or more physical once it gets to the playoffs?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's like every week. I mean, teams are fighting for their future. Guys are fighting for their future. You know, in the playoffs, you know, you talk to certain guys. I mean, everything's a little amplified. Mistakes are amplified. You know, so I don't think that's any cause to play any tighter or any more stressed. You know, it's the time to let it loose. I mean, we have nothing to lose, really. Go out there and give it everything you got.
How would you describe your emotions as a starter going into the playoffs now?
You know, ask me next week. You know, right now, you know, just you know, trying to keep it in the moment. You know, just trying to get my body back right and you know, be ready to go, be the most you know, healthy, well prepared that I can be next week.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.